Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. The Rob Brown Show is on the radio. Hello, upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. Great to be back with you again. On a beautiful upstate Wednesday afternoon, I am Rob Brown. Directly across from me, the man in charge of the broadcast, button switches, knobs, gears, wheels, pulleys, and other applicable simple machinery to make the show sound as good as it does today, the great one, hashtag dadkicks, Colonel Grudge, the alpha and the omega of ESPN Upstate. Don't believe me, just ask him. Lonzo's in charge.
It may be beautiful looking right now, but there on the horizon, Rob, it is snow clouds. They're moving in. You can feel the panic throughout the upstate. It's palpable. You can feel it.
What's the left knee prognostication today, Zo?
It's still a little on the uneasy side. We're still a few days out. But I see the clouds. If you look way over there, you can see them. You're actually looking. See? You see them?
Contrails! Chemtrails!
Chemtrails, yeah. You gotta get it right. It's contrails.
You know what that is? That's the government putting them chemicals in the air to make the snow this weekend.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
They're preseeding the clouds.
Yep.
Because you got to pre-seed them.
What they did, they going up there and that's at, they drop the chemicals that make the snow behind the plains up there.
See, here's a problem here. You've got some really good accents. Your southern accent, boy, it's not really that good. You need to work on that, fella.
I haven't practiced as hard as you have, apparently.
Yeah, mine's hereditary, so I mean, there's that.
Ladies and gentlemen, busy day on the broadcast today. A lot of stuff we need to get into today. Tim Tebow says that Georgia is just starting a run of dominance. He says that they will be what Alabama has been for the last 14 years or so. Is he correct? We'll break down that claim. We are going to talk about the New York Giants briefly. Hang in there. I'll tell you why. Joe Judge no longer the head coach of that team after just 2 years. I'll talk about that. We have two stories about the Carolina Panthers today. One, they have settled their first offensive coordinator interview. We'll tell you who it is. Remember, we said yesterday, apparently, according to Ian Rappaport and others, David Tepper needs Matt Rhule to make a hiring of a, quote, rock star, end quote, in order to keep his job security. We saw that NFL teams are not jumping the gun on Monday, Bloody Monday, to make firings. As Joe Judge was let go, could Matt Rhule be next based on the first OC interview that has been scheduled? We'll tell you about that coming up in a minute. And we have now gotten quotes as the Carolina Panthers did exit interviews yesterday. Players speaking to the media for the last time before they ride off into the offseason. We'll get some quotes from some players that we'll get to you here in just a few minutes from right now. Plus, we have a big announcement about an interview that I am very, very excited about tomorrow. I will tell you who we are interviewing later on in the show. You're going to want to stick around for that. But for the sake of making sure that we finish the lunch break on time, and as we always do, keep a very tight schedule on this show, never a time error with us, let's start it how we always start it. Steph Curry with another triple-double. He's pretty good at basketballing. Pretty good at shooting the rock.
He also owns his own line of binkies.
Hater. Steph Curry's very good at the basketball.
Until he messes up and throws his binky into the crowd. No, I won't let that go. You know why? I have a certain moniker for a reason.
Certain moniker? Colonel Grudge?
For life, yo.
What did Steph Curry ever do to you?
I had to wear a dress because of him. I will never like Steph Curry.
I mean, I feel like the choice to wear, like, it's not like Steph showed up one day and said, Lonzo, put on a dress or I'll beat you up.
He's, well, if that had, I'd steal his binky and he'd cry and go home. I'm not worried about fighting him. No, I lost a bet. And the powers that be down the hall thought it would be funny if I were to lose the bet that I'd have to wear a dress. And I did. So I will forever detest the sight of his binkiness.
Who's a professional athlete you honestly think you could win a fight against?
Any sport.
I'll leave like curling on the table. Who's a professional athlete you honestly think you could win a fight against?
Well, even though I am
male,
I am an expert in curling because, you know.
Yeah, we're bona fide curlers.
Yeah, I've done it.
Winter Olympics coming up in just a couple of months, and if you don't believe we're going to do a maybe, depending on how hotly contested the gold medal is, a daily curling segment, you don't know me at all.
All right, so this is, I know how this is going to sound, but I can beat up any figure skater.
I honestly think that's in the realm of the only available answers. I don't think you could, though, and I don't think I could either, for the record.
I've seen some kickers.
I think I got a
shot at some kickers.
Those dudes hold up women while skating in circles. That's incredible core strength.
Wow, you held up a 75-pound woman. Yeah, okay.
Could you?
Or a 50?
Could you?
In my heyday, yes.
Right, I'm not saying in your heyday. I'm saying today. Like, who could you win in a fight against today?
See, again, you got to take my age into consideration, but yeah, I'll take out a figure skater.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you could.
Oh, you saying you couldn't?
No, I couldn't either.
Oh, come on.
To be clear.
Come on. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
I think I'm pretty much relegated to the realm of like ping pong champions is pretty much the only.
I don't know, because, you know.
Those guys are quick.
Yeah, they are. And hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
All you need is an opening. They see that jaw one time, that pow, that right hand's coming.
All right, every golfer on the senior tour.
Senior tour golf. I'm glad you clarified. You were going to go golfer, and I was like, Bryson would work both of us over, maybe at the same time.
Yeah, there's a couple. I don't want none. But
like
yeah.
Craig Stadler, maybe?
Yeah, the senior tour. I'm down.
Not Phil, though. Phil just needs one kick with those calf bombs, and you're done.
Yeah, well.
You'd have to go Stadler, like Jack Nicklaus today, maybe. I don't know. Jack seems like one of those dudes that's got old man strength. You know what I mean?
I would ask, is it Olafable with the ponytail? Who's the European with the ponytail?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I would ask him to tag team with me. We'd make a killer tag team.
Item number one of the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with a friend's family, coworker, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. The last two undefeated teams in men's college basketball have both fallen for the first time. Number one, Baylor. Number five, USC. The final remaining two undefeated teams are both done. They are out of the undefeated category. Baylor had a 21-game winning streak, which started last season, took it up against number 19 Texas Tech in Waco, and a 65-62 L was the result there. The University of Southern California was undefeated as well. They were on the road at Stanford, and the more shocking of the two upsets, as the Trojans fall to the Cardinal 75-69. The Red Raiders have been struggling with injuries and COVID-19 challenges in recent weeks, but Kevin McCullough, who had missed the past two games due to an ankle injury, returned, came off as a bench player, 12 points, one of five double-digit scorers for the Red Raiders. Adonis Arms stepped up, led the squad with 14. On the other hand, for USC, Stanford, 75-69, was held in a nearly empty arena due to COVID-19 protocols. The Cardinal had been paused for nearly 3 weeks, but returned for their first game since December 23rd to beat the top five USC squad. Harrison Ingram and Spencer Jones, each posted 21 for the Cardinal, secured their first top five win since all the way back in 2007. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, our shift of attention will start to turn towards college basketball over the next few days. Item number two on the lunch breakdown. As I say that, we go right back to college football. For those of you who said that players will undoubtedly be chasing championships with the transfer portal eligible to them, the University of Georgia has announced that two players have entered the transfer portal. The University of Alabama have announced that seven players are entering the transfer portal a day after the college football playoff national championship. That includes reserve tight end Jaleel Billingsley. Billingsley's name was in the news yesterday because former Alabama quarterback Greg McElroy went on public national television and accused him of displaying a lack of effort in his play against Georgia. The reserve tight end, who was expected to potentially be the guy that would step up and be the mismatch nightmare for the Crimson Tide once Jameson Williams went down, had zero catches in that game on, I believe, three targets, if I recall correctly. The group of Alabama players appeared in the portal yesterday afternoon. Billingsley, 35 receptions for 543 and 6 TDs the past two seasons. Played behind Cameron Latu, who obviously had a big day for the Crimson Tide on Monday after recording a total of 9 catches for a 152 and a TD over Southern Miss and Florida. Billingsley had 7 receptions the rest of the year. Other Alabama transfer portal entrants, linebacker Drew Sanders, 24 tackles, 1 sack, 4 QB hurries, and 2 breakups. Reserve quarterback Paul Tyson, if you're wondering why the name Paul rings a bell here, it is because he is the great-grandson of former Alabama coach Paul Bear Bryant. He entered the transfer portal and will leave Grandpappy's school, as did offensive lineman Tommy Brown, who started one game this season.
I'm sure I'm not the only one when you said Tyson who thought chicken. So I was thrown off by the answer there.
Not a chicken magnet. He is the blood of Paul Bryant. Georgia had defensive back Amir Speed, which is a great name for a DB. Amir Speed, who started 3 games, recorded 13 tackles this season, and wide receiver Jalen Johnson, who had 3 catches for 29 yards across 14 games. Item number 3 on the lunch breakdown today. We mentioned it a couple of minutes ago. The Carolina Panthers have announced their first interview for their vacant offensive coordinator position. Yesterday, the story was David Tepper is looking for Matt Rhule to make a, quote, rock star hire, end quote, in order to feel comfortable carrying him in as the head coach to the 2022 season. Is this a rock star hire? According to Jeremy Fowler, Carolina has asked to interview current Minnesota Vikings play caller Clint Kubiak. Kubiak, of course, the son of former Denver Broncos and Houston Texans head coach Gary Kubiak. Gary Kubiak led the Broncos to the Super Bowl 50 win over the Carolina Panthers. 2021 was Clint Kubiak's first year at the position of OC, helped Minnesota to 362.8 yards per game, good for 12th in the league, 25 points per game, good for 14th in the league. He previously served under his dad as an offensive assistant in Denver from 2016 to 18 and as the Vikings QB coach in 2019 and 2020, and I am going to say so. This is not a splash interview. This is not a name.
All right, I disagree with you. Before you discount this, and I figured you would, and it's easy to do, and I mean, in general, it's easy to discount this, but he made Kirk Cousins look okay. If you can make Kirk Cousins look okay, the biggest scammer in the entire, almost in the history of the NFL, Kirk Cousins, who is not a good quarterback but still manages to become starting quarterbacks in places, he made Kirk Cousins look okay. And I think if you can make Kirk Cousins look okay, you might be able to make Sam Darnold look great.
What if I just told you that Kirk Cousins is okay?
Yeah, he's not. I don't believe you because I've seen Kirk Cousins.
Disagree. Kirk Cousins is okay. He's not great, but he's okay. And everything except the biggest primetime games, Kirk Cousins is fine.
Kirk Cousins is the American dream. He's able to take mediocre talent and parlay it somehow into really good contracts in places that he doesn't deserve to be, and good for him. But he made Kirk Cousins look pretty good. So I think maybe not rock star, maybe indie rock star status possibly.
Hey, you listen here, Alonzo. Kirk Cousins is okay, and I'm going to defend him, but don't you dare call him the American dream, brother. He ain't there. There's only one American dream, and you know who it is. He's the son of a plumber. Kirk Cousins is okay. And Kubiak is a guy that has an okay quarterback's offense with some stellar wide receivers, has an okay quarterback and a decent offense, averaging right in the middle of the pack in the National Football League this year. Now, granted, it was his first year on the job in that role, and there are certainly lessons that must be learned by Clint Kubiak in spending time in that role. But if Matt Rhule's looking for a rock star hire to keep his job, that's not it. Now, my question to Panthers fans would be, are you good with this?
But who is – name me a rock star offensive coordinator right now. Who's – I mean, how many offensive coordinators can you actually name?
Well, I don't know that there is one that's available. I don't know that there's one that's available. Here's what I know. About the closest I could think, and I don't think this is a rock star hire, but he's got a lot of momentum around the National Football League, would be to promote Bill O'Brien into the OC spot, the guy who just took Alabama to the national championship game. Could he do it back in the NFL? I think O'Brien's a fine offensive coordinator. I just don't think he's cut out to be a head coach. Could you get Brian Flores in that role? I don't think so. I think Flores is going to have opportunities to be a head coach. I think teams are going to line up. And again, if you're Carolina, I don't know that there are any good offensive coordinators coordinating for bad teams that would be willing to move the post. But I am saying that you need to go find a name and you need to make something happen here. That being said, none of it matters if this offensive line doesn't get better.
You know, I absolutely, you're right. The offensive line needs to get better. I've been saying that for years, and hopefully they bring in someone that goes, you know what's wrong with this team? Needs a better offensive line. I'm not sure I believe that he was told. Is this a direct quote from Tepper saying that he told him he needs a rock star hire in order to keep his job?
No, but I've heard that phrase reported, not quoted, but paraphrased from about four different
like
big name reporters.
That game when you're a kid and you whisper in someone's ear and it becomes something else by the time it gets all the way around the room back to you. I don't believe that. If someone told you that, would you just go ahead and start looking for another job? Because, what's the point?
No, I would not start looking for another job. I felt like hell for the one that I got, especially for a guy like Matt Rhule, who knows that if he gets one more year, it's because in every other job that he's had, he's done the three-year turnaround, and he has to do the three-year turnaround here, because I do think Tepper, with 3 years and $33 million left on the contract, will cut the cord on that.
I want to know the source. I want the source to come forward and say, I'm the one who said that Tepper said this to him. Just because it's just...
Well, I think Shefty put that out there. I think Rappaport put that out
there. Never mind. Shefty,
these are names.
Shefty's doing what he was told to do, so never mind.
Why would that be something Carolina or the NFL told him to do? That's not a report that would be told.
Why would you say that to someone? It just because it's an impossibility.
Sometimes
it's an impossibility to hire a rock star offensive coordinator unless you can get an, like you were talking about, maybe a Flores, an ex head coach from somewhere. If most offensive coordinators are not known names, so I don't know what is a rock star offensive coordinator.
Somebody that when the fans hear it, they're good with it. I honestly think that's it. I think it's somebody.
Yeah, they had that last year. How'd that work? That's in recent memory, that is a rock star
coordinator. Listen, I think they regret the hell out of that. Firing him, not hiring him. I think they regret firing him. I think they look, but I've told you, I think they needed a sacrificial lamb, and Joe Brady was it. Joe Brady's going to land somewhere else immediately. He'll be coordinating somewhere. If not a college head coach, he'll be coordinating somewhere next year. Here are some of the names that I think are not available to Carolina, but I think the level of name that you were looking for. Josh McDaniels is an offensive coordinator around Mike LaFleur, who is the brother of Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Packers, I think is on that list. Matt Canada in Pittsburgh, former LSU offensive coordinator, would be a name. Daryl Bevel with Jacksonville, if you could get him out of Jacks, which is a possibility. He's been the interim coach, but I haven't heard his name mentioned as a candidate anywhere else. He might be available. Who else? Kellen Moore is getting interest as a head coach in Dallas. Maybe you get him in there. I don't know if Clint Kubiak's Byron Leftwich. He's not going anywhere. I think he's going to end up being a head coach probably in the next 2 years. Pete Carmichael with the New Orleans Saints has been good, although the Saints were like second to last in passing offense, but I think that has more to do with the fact that the Saints use more starters on offense than any other NFL team this year. They were screwed from the beginning. I'd say that's probably the list of guys I would consider rock star OCs. I don't know who the name is. But again, it's a hole Matt Rule's dug he's got to get himself out of.
Yeah, probably two-thirds of those guys that you mentioned are already cemented with a team and are in that position already.
Oh, I agree.
And so why would they leave?
I didn't say it was going to be easy.
Yeah, why would they leave other than money? I guess money is the thing. That's the only thing that gets those guys out of there probably.
Here's my question. If you're David Tepper and you got $44 million locked up in Matt Rule for the next 4 years, how much money are you coming off to hire an offensive coordinator, right? Like, how much of a contract are you willing to put out there? And if you're an offensive coordinator and you're coming to work for Matt Rule, a guy that's standing next in line at the guillotine, and the NFL and David Tepper goes, look, we got a lot of money wrapped up in this guy. Are you going to line up knowing that Matt Rule going next year means you are a one-year, one-and-done offensive coordinator? Probably not. This is not an easy spot to be in.
There's no salary cap when it comes to coaches.
There's not, but even billionaires have a pool of money that they're going to be willing to spend. And Tepper's got 44 mil of that locked up in his head coach. How much money is he going to give to the offensive coordinator, to Matt Rule to give to an offensive coordinator when he's already got, you know, four dozen wrapped up in the AHC? All right, let's take a break. Texture says, ESPN, as a soccer fan, I could beat up every pro soccer player. Not actually, but if I got in the first punch, they would fake a horrendous injury and the fight would be over. Only if the yellow card comes out. If it doesn't, they'll hop right back up.
Get in there and do a whirlwind and just watch people fall all over the place and never actually touch anybody.
You ever see that there's so many videos I've seen them. I'll see if I can find some and post them on Twitter where guys have taken a dive, right? In soccer, guys will take a dive. And the guy who didn't touch them will run over and just lift them back up off the ground, and then that guy's ready to fight. How dare you, sir? It's like, weren't you just dead like a second ago? Did you get snipered like 10 seconds ago, and now you're ready to fight the guy? Come on, man. ESPN, is snow going to screw up the Swamp Rabbits game Sunday? I hope not. My parents came down from up north. Oh, they're the reason, then. It's their fault. I do not know. I'll be talking with Mark Shelley, the voice of the Swamp Rabbits, tomorrow. I will see if the Rabbits have any contingency plans as far as snow goes. I have seen, Lonzo, prognostications of anywhere from 1 inch to up to 20 inches of snow on Sunday. I don't know that I believe either extreme yet, but I assume if there's 20 inches of snow, nothing's happening.
Generally, they don't know either.
Yeah.
It really comes down to when they say models, that means there's like 25 guesses of what could happen. We could get snow, and you know what else? We could not get snow.
Yeah, be 72 and sunny. And final text on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307. Hey, Rob, glad to hear Zoe made it back from flossing the cat. I prefer to leave that text with no context. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're back. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate. Rob Alonzo and you, texter on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307. Says ESPN, Lonzo, you've been brainwashed by the ESPN mothership into the Kirk Cousins sucks fallacy. His numbers say otherwise. Middling Pro Bowler, top 15 to 17 NFL QB. Yeah, I'd say Kirk Cousins is middle of the pack. I'd say there's a handful of quarterbacks that are worse than Kirk Cousins.
Let me just say that I haven't been brainwashed because I don't have a brain. So there. Now, I think I just won. Maybe.
Let's see. I'm just curious as to Kirk Cousins' career statistics. What he looks like. Like, where would we put Kirk Cousins? I don't plan on doing a Kirk Cousins show. But I am curious because I don't hear a lot of other quarterbacks who get bashed as hard as him.
A Kirk Cousins show, and I did say doo-doo, it's all my fault, and it's proof that I don't have a brain.
All right. Let's see. He's played in 125 games, 120 of them starting. He is, Lonzo, 59-59-2. He literally could not be more 50%.
Thank you.
59-59-2. He has completed 2,825 of 4,223 passes for a 67% completion percentage. He has thrown for 32,500 yards in his career, 223 touchdowns to 91 interceptions. That's a 2.2 interception percentage. So he's intercepted 2 out of every 100 efforts.
That's not bad right there.
Not at all. He is a 5.3 career touchdown percentage guy, and hovers anywhere. His rookie year, he was an 8.3. So 8 out of every 100 passes was a touchdown. On his career, 5.3. He averages 7.7 yards per attempt. He gets, 11.5 yards per catch or per reception. He averages 260.7 per game, and his career quarterback rating, Lonzo, is a 98.6. That's not bad. That's not bad. His high years were his rookie year, 101.6. He did it again in 2015 with Washington, and a 107 in 2019 with Minnesota. This year, a 103. Not bad.
Admittedly, my favorite team has one of the best quarterbacks in the league, so it's hard for me to fathom. But I can't ask you this question because it's not mean, but yours does not right now. Would you take Kirk Cousins over any of the quarterbacks that New Orleans has right now?
If are we including Jameis Winston because he's a free agent?
We're including Jameis, yes.
I'd probably take Jameis because Jameis is younger and a little more athletic, which I think opens up the playbook for Sean Payton. And he was, 14 touchdowns, 3 picks in the 5 games that he played. He was I think, 5-0 undefeated as a starter this year. I think you got to roll with that number. But if you're asking me Taysom Hill or Trevor Siemian or Ann Book, yeah, I take Kirk Cousins all day twice on Sunday, 100%. The guy's not bad. He's a slightly above middle of the pack quarterback.
Yay, we got him. We're at least going to maybe make a wild card, maybe.
Texter says,
not this year.
Texter says, just because it's not functional doesn't mean your brain doesn't exist, Lonzo.
Rob, I'll have to explain that to me later. I don't get it.
Big words. Big words. All right. So the Panthers expecting to interview Clint Kubiak. We talked about that needing a rock star hire. Anthony Rizzuti of Panthers Wire put together an article that had some quotes, including Jay Glazer. And Jay Glazer is where the rock star hire offensive coordinator phrase came from. Jay Glazer on Sunday afternoon did a little segment, or excuse me, on Monday afternoon did a little segment talking about the coaching carousel beginning to spin. After a number of head coaches, 3 head coaches were fired Monday, 1 more on Tuesday, as the Giants' Joe Judge was added to that list. Jay Glazer said that Matt Rhule needs to hire a rock star coordinator and able to stay in that position. There were additional rumblings after a Sunday morning report from Adam Schefter that have already linked other names to be potentially interviewed, although Kubiak's the first one that we know of that is scheduled. Bill O'Brien, former Washington football team head coach Jay Gruden, and current LA Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell. I think O'Connell would be a rock star hire, right? Like, if they could get the LA play caller. And I think that's a move that... Look at Hoodie's sweatshirt, Lonzo. I like it. It's got the Top Gun font with the words Danger Zone written on it. I love it.
Yeah, but if that's not authentic Top Gun wear, he might be sued for copyright infringement. I'm just saying.
That is a dope hoodie.
Unless, of course, it's been endorsed by Kenny Loggins, then I suppose it's probably okay.
Hoodie has upped the hoodie game today, ladies and gentlemen.
It is nice. It looks like it's the first time he's worn it, too.
All right. I like Kevin O'Connell as a potential rock star name. And I like Kevin O'Connell as a potential rock star name because he might be willing to leave L.A., right? We all know that the head coach of the L.A. Rams, Sean McVay, is the offensive mind there. There are two coaches, and they are the youngest two coaches in the league, where the head coach is the de facto offensive coordinator. Sean McVay is one of them, and Cliff Kingsbury in Arizona is the play caller for the Cardinals. So if you're Kevin O'Connell and you're trying to make a name for yourself as the OC, why wouldn't you take a job where you are the true OC, where Matt Rhule's going to give you the headset and go, you call the plays to prove that you can play chess, instead of being effectively the guy in LA where Sean McVay calls the plays and just asks for your input in the process. Unless you are trying to add some hardware to your resume, Kevin O'Connell might be the name I like on this list the most. The Rams have got a very effective offense, although they blew it against the 49ers. Thanks very much, LA. I hate you. Although they blew it against the Niners, there's no doubt that LA has a good offense, right? So if you're Kevin O'Connell and you're sitting there in a position where you are effectively an offensive advisor and not the OC, maybe that's the move you make. I think that's the name that of the names that have been linked to this job so far, Kevin O'Connell is probably the only one that I look at and go, that's a rock star hire. That's the hire that keeps Matt Rhule's job for one more year, if he can make it.
Well, I can't wait to see who they hire and see if Matt Rhule keeps his job, because then I'll know what a rock star is.
We'll see. We'll see. All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Panthers fans, by the way, can I just say, Lonzo, that after 2 years of this job, I think Panthers fans are the quietest group of fans I've ever been around as far as contributing to the show, right? We talk Gamecocks, I get a lot of Gamecocks input. We talk Clemson, I get a lot of Clemson input. Hell, I talk Carolina Hurricanes, and I get a lot of Hurricanes tweets. Most of them are just like, hey, let's go hockey, but I get input. I talk Panthers, I don't get response. To the point that I'm almost like, is it justifiable to talk about the Panthers, or should we just do overall NFL conversation? But I know we live in a place that people from all over the country move to. I know that you can go to different bars in the area, and it's like every bar has the official fan group of the NFL's blank meets at this bar, right? I know the Buffalo Bills bar. I know the Miami Dolphins bar. I know the Pittsburgh Steelers bar. They are everywhere. The one group of fans that I cannot seem to get to contribute to conversation about their team are the Panthers. Is it because they're just bad? Or is it because Panthers fans just don't care?
Or maybe they're just not vocal like other fan bases. It doesn't mean that they're any less. They're just not as loud. It's a possibility.
I've never had whether it's here or the longest station I've ever been in Fort Walton. And Fort Walton Beach, Pensacola, Destin's very similar to Greenville. And that about half to 60% of the people that live there didn't grow up there. Right? They're transplants from around the country. But I get Buffalo Bills text on the text line. I get Pittsburgh Steelers text. I get New York Giants. I've already got a Joe Judge text in on the show today.
See, here's the thing. I think you're judging it like you would judge it if we were in Charlotte, and we're not. Even though it's, two states, one team, and I do think that's a good good marketing tool. And I know there are a lot of Panthers fans in the area, but we're not in Charlotte. I'm guessing the reaction in Charlotte would be totally different because that's actually their city.
Lonzo, I don't mean to do this, but I have to. I don't read texts that go to the other station.
Well, you do. You mean you don't read them?
I don't read them on the air.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is sarcasm or not, but the text that just came in to the other show says, and I quote, name of show host, I have a subject that needs your savvy investigative skills. On chemtrails, some planes are spraying in the sky. Why and what are these planes leaving in the air? It's a real chemtrails tweet.
By the way,
or text.
I don't know why you're shocked about it. The reason why I know about chemtrails is because of 22 years on that station, and it has been a it's been a
there's one right there. Chemtrails.
Yeah, there's one right there. It has been a topic for the entire 22 years that I've been on Word, and I'm going to say it's
another
our sister
one.
Station.
Lonzo, it's happening.
Is it a crisscross pattern?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, they're going in opposite directions, but the lines are almost parallel, almost as if they're trying to get mass coverage of the area with those chemicals. Am I chemicals? I mean, of course, hydrogen and oxygen.
Well, if it was a crisscross pattern, kind of what you would consider an X, then we definitely would be getting snow.
Oh, I got you. So parallel lines just means mass coverage, but the X, that's when they're really trying to center on one point.
It's basically
with their mind control juices.
It's basically telling the satellites snow here.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That makes sense. What are these planes spraying in the sky, and what are they leaving in the air, and why?
I'm wondering if they can actually get her to talk about it, but she doesn't see those texts. So because
she's better off for it.
No, because it's she's national. And they're texting into the local text line. So she
no, this one. Well, maybe that, it's not the person that's on the air. This is directed to one of our local hosts.
Morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You can say her name unless you don't want to.
Tara.
Yeah. Okay. It's directed towards Tara.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tara, I have a subject that needs some savvy investigative skills on chemtrails. Some planes are spraying in the sky. Why and what are these planes leaving
in
the air?
Well, Tara is a former investigative reporter, and she can do some things like that. So I'd be interested if she gets brought into this investigation. Don't start a war, Rob.
It's water vapor. And anyone who says anything else to you is either willfully ignorant or lying to you. One or the other.
And you also may or may not be a robot implanted here by the government. We don't know.
Texas says, chemtrails are real and birds are not real. You'll learn that one day, you fed. Let's take a break. Come back after this.
Back after this with more on the lizard people. This is the Rob Brown Investigatory Show.
Is that a word? That's a word. Yeah.
The Rob Brown Investigatory Show on ESPN Upstate. Look up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was it 10K? Yeah, 10K. That's what it was called.
I'm looking outside the window right now.
There's another one. You see it? Coming this way.
You may say it's a coincidence. When Lonzo and I mention chemtrails, suddenly the skies of the upstate are full of planes, leaving behind a mysterious vapor in the air. It comes just 2 days after a massive weather shift, including a major snowstorm, is announced for the upstate. Weather coincidence or government control? We'll let you decide.
There are like a
there's three
an
out
astounding
there.
Number of
there's
of,
three
of,
out there. And if you look from my angle, there's starting to be a
there's clearly lines
there's
of
a,
them.
There's a pattern going across yeah. the yeah yeah
yeah.
It's weird that there would be multiples out there, and they seem to be going back and forth.
I've seen this is number seven since we started the show, and I jokingly started counting. We announced chemtrails, and now all of a sudden the sky is full of them. Ladies and gentlemen, the government controls the weather. All right. And do you know who they let make the decisions about the weather with their chemtrails? Bigfoot.
I was gonna go with the Dairy Council. Nope. But you know.
It's Bigfoot. They keep Bigfoot is real. He's locked in a room. And every day the reptoids that run the government, the lizard people that run the government, they open the door and they say, "Hey Bigfoot, what do we want to do to the people today?" And Bigfoot tells them the weather they want, and based on what Bigfoot's answer is, they send out the planes with the chemtrails to control the weather. That's what happens.
So you're giving Bigfoot a bad name because you're trying to act like he's just some, you know, creature with a small brain and a large body, when actually
he's
an interdimensional being.
Yeah, super intelligent.
Yeah, very much so.
Einstein was actually a Bigfoot. That's why the hair was so crazy. He shape-shifted the bottom half of his body, but he couldn't get the hair. That's why the hair is so crazy, because Einstein was a Bigfoot.
Well, when you reach a certain age, your hair will no longer change when you shift. That's just common knowledge.
Yeah, it's Bigfoot biology. We mentioned chemtrails. The skies are full. Bigfoot's real. Birds aren't real. The lizard people run the government. The basics, you know?
Wait a minute. Are birds out there while the chemtrails are going on?
Yeah, because that's how they control them, right? They send the bird drones up in the sky, and the bird drones will send back reports to Bigfoot about what's working and what's not. The bird drones are how they control all this.
You think when they're just on a day like this, when they're actually testing, they're like, you know what? Let's get the citizens in an uproar.
Do you understand?
Go this way, you go this way. It looked like those two were going like... Yeah. Head-to-head towards each other at one point.
If I was an air traffic controller listening to this show, I would jeopardize my job, Lonzo, to start directing planes to fly patterns over Greenville, like a grid or like a big X directly centered over downtown. I would risk my job if I heard this show to start directing patterns of contrails over Greenville. Just to freak people out.
I am.
Here comes another one.
I was going to say, I'm curious if this is going to continue throughout the show.
It's almost like when the weather starts to drop and there are weather variables in the sky, that the reaction of the disturbed vapor and engine runoff exhaust, it's almost like it acts up more.
All right,
it makes them more prevalent.
If you're watching on the stream on ESPN Upstate Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, you would see that little click that went off in Rob's brain when he was supposed to say the things that the government wants him to say. There's a tick. His left eye just kind of.
Why do you think I'm facing away from the camera?
Yeah, I know. I caught it though. I could actually hear it over here. It's kind of weird. So every once in a while, if you hear a clicking, you may think you know what it is, but it's actually that thing in Rob's head. Yeah.
Longing, rusted, 17. Daybreak, furnace, 9, benign, homecoming, 1, freight car. Contrails aren't real. Birds aren't real. So dumb. I want all of you to know that sending conspiracy theory text to the Preferred Home Services text line makes me very happy. I can't read any of them on the air.
I was going to say, if you're Baron Zemo, don't be sending those messages to Rob, because I'd like to, you know, make it out of here alive.
Texter says, can we just spend an entire day discussing conspiracy theories? No, but I might do a Facebook stream about them later. I genuinely might.
Yeah, we already did that about UFOs.
Yeah, we did.
Which was fairly interesting, and some of us took it serious, and some of us didn't. So, I mean, there's that.
All right, let's see here. Texter says, Panthers, 25-plus years and don't deserve to be talked about, brother. Brother, can't talk about it if we've never been about it. You've been to a Super Bowl, man.
Two of them, I think.
You've played for it all. You are about that life. You just need to fix it. Back after this to wrap up hour number two, and I promise we'll talk sports. They're just water vapor. It's just water vapor and exhaust. That's all. Back after this. Josh said I was literally sitting at a red light when that last segment started and instantly started questioning my own existence. Birds aren't real. Yeah. Are you?
I hope you had your windows up, Josh, because, you know, they're seeding it hard right now.
All right, yesterday on the show I told you that the NFL is, I think, doing the best job of keeping its current viewers around. I think basketball is doing the best job of cultivating the next generation of viewers. Golf. And hang with me here because we're not going to talk about golf. But golf and Netflix have just announced something that follows a formula that has already worked once before that I think is a plan that a lot of other sports are going to follow because it will work. I'll tell you what that plan is and why when we come back. It's interesting, I promise. I'm Rob, he's Lonzo. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.